It's kind of crazy here today. The whole place is just everybody's dry erase marking the walls
with
dragons and words of wisdom.
You go into a room and chairs are tipped over and wallpapers peeled off the walls and little things are scrawled on the windows and markers. It looks like the zombie apocalypse. There's a lot of looting and abandoning going on in this building.
There are actually people who are conducting interviews of sorts up in the bathroom of the CEO.
I saw we had a sign that said your presence is requested in the CEO's bathroom, sixth floor. But it was written on a piece of pink paper, and I thought, well, it's a joke about getting your pink slip. But and those who aren't looting and running around like crazy are packing up, and I've got...
Because this is it. This is our last show at 635 Massachusetts Avenue, not our last show.
Yeah, this is... some of the stuff, you know, and we've been digging up 20 years of history from here, basically, at NPR. And I don't have as many interesting things that I found in my desk as you do, Bob. But the best thing I found is this beef salami sausage. Now, the thing about this sausage is I've had this for more than 10 years.
Oh, my.
It's a vacuum-sealed... sausage of some sorts.
Salami.
It's like salami,
send the salami to your boy in the army. Remember? They ever say that in Kansas?
It says beef salami, ingredients, beef, salt, sugar, spices, garlic, and then something that has kept it preserved for 10 years, more than 10 years. This was at the back of one of my drawers. And then these funky glasses that are really amazing. Have you ever seen these glasses before?
I've seen you put them on. I don't know what they do, though.
They look like you're wearing soda pop, lenses.
Right.
They're really thick, and they've got these little dials on the side. Well, these lenses are filled with a liquid, and when you turn the dial, it adjusts the focus of the lens. So basically, what you have here is one pair of glasses that will fix anybody's vision problem. Yes. And
I'm looking at them.
These were designed, I've got the details a little
by a 12-year-old.
Yeah, but no, they were designed to send to poorer areas where they don't have adequate medical care and can't afford to have custom-made glasses for everybody. And so here's one pair of glasses that will fix everything.
That's
it's actually
brilliant.
Kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty brilliant. So speaking of focus, it might be a good idea. We're doing our show. We ask people to send us suggestions for moving on, because that's what we're doing. We're moving out of a building that I've been at since 1994 when we moved in. We'll talk more about that in a little bit and not bore you to tears, but maybe have some interesting little memories. But let's get to some of what people wanted to hear. Their songs about moving on, a couple of our songs about moving on.
Let's just go with this one. I'm not even going to say what it is.
Good choice. Led Zeppelin, Ramelon.
Hate to walk over this song. We'll put full versions on the website for everybody to hear. But yeah, so we put a call out on the blog. Tell us your favorite song about moving on. We got so many picks from our listeners, and that was one of many. You know what the best part of this song is? The best part of the song is the bass line. Mm-hmm. John Paul Jones. And if you listen to the ramble on, he's playing with one finger. And he's just boop, 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 boop. It's just so fast, and it's a great bass line. Yeah. Mm. Here. Mm. One of the best bass lines ever. Yeah.
Since I came here from 2025 M Street, the building that we used to be at, to this current building at 635 Massachusetts Avenue, all in Washington, D.C., what came with me were reel-to-reel tapes.
Right.
So today I was, and I'm not getting rid of, I don't have every reel-to-reel tape I ever did, but the first story that I ever did, a haunted Christmas magic something with Daniel Pinkwater and Studs Terkel was in it. I mean, it was
Daniel
just a radio play. I found we used to have to put our buttons, our musical little segue things, as a director for All Things Considered back then, we put them on carts, which are little like 8-track looking tape thingies. But you start with them, you master them on a reel. I have all of the reels of all of the buttons that I used to make. I found a tape of my son when he was 2 years old. I brought him into a studio on his second birthday.
Oh, wow.
I have not played that. I can't wait to do that. It's been really fun digging through the boxes. Let's play some music.
Dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time.
I think that's a theme song. That's the Animals. I think that's a theme song for so many people in so many places. I remember summer camp. That was a theme song.
Oh, yeah. No, it was one of the many good picks we got from our listeners for songs.
That's
about
the Animals from, 1964 or 5.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking it might seem silly to someone on the outside of us getting so nostalgic about this building and leaving it. But, you know, it was where you and I first met.
Right,
Bob, we first met here 13, however many years ago.
That's right.
It's where we first recorded the show. It's where you actually created the show some however many years ago.
99 is when we thought up the idea.
So we're packing up all our boxes and we're going through all this stuff. And one of the things that surfaced was an old email from you proposing this show. And if I can just read.
Please do.
Yes, this is so funny. Because it's a little bit like using the internet, in air quotes.
This is 1999.
Let's see. From Bob. Why can't the music of a Qawwali singer from Pakistan, a punk folk group from Scandinavia, and a blues musician from Mississippi be heard on the same radio program in the same hour?
And I had to call it a radio program because I'm like, what else would you call it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And you're pitching this idea yeah. right to the
but,
to the suit.
But so, it was for the internet. But.
Yeah, so blah, 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 blah. I like this. Music show title, in parentheses, proposes to be the bridge between a wonderful world of unheard music and a musically parched and hungry audience. Music show title is a weekly, hour-long survey. Where'd you pull that word?
I don't know.
An hour-long survey of interesting new music releases that are sure to be overlooked by pop music radio stations. The purpose of the show is not only to air good music, but to provide the audience with the means to track down these sometimes hard-to-find CDs. Because, people weren't buying all their music online back then. But this is just a priceless letter. And if you hadn't written it and proposed this, you and I wouldn't be sitting here.
That's right. Our lives would be very different.
Yeah. So anyway, it's got us all reflecting on our past 20 years here in this building, and got some more music from some listeners. Should we just get to more music?
Sure.
Let's see. Oh, I remember when I saw this pick, I thought, this is a good one. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I love the mix on this.
Neil Young. Play that harmonica, Robin. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad some number of people recommended that one. I'm so glad that made it. I remember one of my earliest memories is after I started here, and I was awfully eager. Not as dead inside as I am right now. And I remember coming up to you when you were still directing. You had sent me to do something, and I remember coming back from it and saying very eagerly, I just want you to know that I'm really enjoying this.
I do remember this.
I want to play a song that we got from another listener suggestion that I thought was just perfect, and from probably the first nearly perfect album that I remember us playing on the show. We were a few years into it, but to me this whole record was just perfect. White Stripes.
That all this constant interaction is just the kind to make you drive yourself away. Each simple gesture done by me is counteracted and leaves me standing here with nothing else to say. Completely baffled by a backward indication that an inspired word will come across your tongue. Hands moving up, but to propel the situation have simply halted, now the conversation's done. There's no one for you. waiting for the proper time to tell you that it's impossible to get along with you. It's hard to look you in the face when we are talking, so it helps to have a mirror in the room. I've not been really looking forward to the performance, but there's my cue and there's a question on your face. Fortunately, I have come across an answer, which is go away and do not leave a trace.
Yeah, sorry we have to fade this out. Rights issues on some songs, but we haven't had time as we're getting ready to move here to get all the phone calls, or especially some of the classic songs to be able to play full versions of. But we will have them streaming on the site. Podcasts is just different and harder and all that stuff. But
this is from the album Elephant. I still remember falling madly in love with this record. Still do love it.
And the show, you know, as we started it here and we talked about the inception and that letter and so forth, the show sort of grew out of when I was director of All Things Considered, and how we played these instrumental bits of music and there were buttons and so forth, and the show was had the intent to be sort of a show of those buttons. It was about two shows in when it was clear that there was too much great music to not
limit it
to limit it, right?
Yeah, to the buttons.
And I remember doing some of the stuff, some of the early Jack White. I remember Ryan Adams. I remember just a bunch of stuff that you had picked and the influence that you had when you came to the show, how much the show changed so quickly and all that. We would do the show with an engineer on the other side of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I would do most of the shows by myself alone.
Yeah.
That was
that way for a long time.
Yep. Yeah, big evolution. I like this. And we're going into a nice new facility that I'm really excited about. One of the things that it's hard to resist. This building's going to be just basically pummeled shortly. And it's hard not to take things in sight that you've seen over the years. And one of the things I grabbed was the an on-air.
On the air.
On the air. You wouldn't call this the light. This is
the little faceplate.
The faceplate that gets lit when from behind and says on the air. And it's got a picture of a nice microphone. And I guess I've just told everybody I'm the one who took it.
Well, I've noticed quite a few of those spots around the building that are now empty. So yeah. I think you're not the only one who's walking away with that.
I do have my box of razor blades that I'm still taking, single-edge blades.
Yeah. And we used to use those to cut all the reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah. And one of the treasure things is this incredible...
It's a diorama of the tiny desk.
Right. In such incredible detail, including a newspaper article on the desk that this person, Alex Gordon, made for us, along with his CD to play, and a guitarist behind the desk in a little diorama form. Really quite remarkable. For those wondering what's going to happen to the desk, well, it's in a safe place.
Yes,
that's all I'm
saying. Well taken, care of.
Yes. And we will continue our tiny desk concerts without a doubt.
Yeah, in the new building.
Yeah.
Can I play one of my songs?
Yeah.
This is the first song I think of whenever I think of moving on. And I have played this many times at the end of parties late at night when I'm ready for everybody to leave. It's by Vic Chestnut. It's called Dodge. It's from his record, Drunk. And if you have a problem with profanity, some bad words maybe, skip ahead a few minutes because there are a couple in this song. Otherwise, listen and enjoy. This is Vic Chestnut. The song is called Dodge.
There's so many ghosts out there on these streets. I always hate to ponder who's under those sheets. temporary. If I stay here any longer, I'll end up very, very scary. Just a general freak, that is a boiling in me. And I'm terrified what it's gonna dislodge. I've done shit everywhere that there is to eat. I guess it's time for me to get the fuck out of Dodge. So
many great lines in this song. It's just a general freak boiling in me, and I'm terrified what it's going to dislodge. He was he's such a poet, and the song, it's funny, it's moving.
One of our first Tiny Desk concerts was Vic Chestnuts.
Yeah, he was the second one, in fact.
I think I said Chestnuts.
Vic Chestnut.
Sorry.
Yeah, who was our very first one?
Laura Gibson was
our first one, and then, yeah, he was the second one we did. And I remember calling him, and he said, "I'll get you all my particulars for details."
Which have what time he could arrive
and things like that. And, yeah, Dodge. Might be time for me to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, I don't feel like blowing this place. I mean, I like this place. With M Street, the old location, the air was so bad. I literally have a video of me writing on the air vent because it was so much dust that you could literally write on the air vent. This place, good memories. I'm not going to be sad to leave it, but I don't want to get the F out of Dodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But I understand those emotions, Mr. Vic.
Well, he also, the opening line is, there are so many ghosts out on these streets. And yeah. I think of all the ghosts here in this building, too.
Lori Liebig, you've been hanging out, being our intern and helping. Do you want to get the hell out of here?
I mean, not right now.
Okay. But if you stay and you're on Monday, no one's going to be here.
Yeah, we are prepared to let you go if that's what you would prefer.
I'll think about it. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
When you heard we had this idea for a show about songs about moving on, you came to me and you said there was one that you loved that you thought of immediately and you wanted to share. What is it?
It's from The Head and the Heart, and it's called Rivers and Roads. It's a song that I think about a lot just when changes occur in my life, because one of my biggest changes so far was graduating from college. And
which was shortly before you came here?
Yeah.
I was afraid you were going to say high school.
No, I was homeschooled, so that wasn't as big of a deal for
me.
But yeah, I sang it with some of my friends right before graduation, and now I kind of think about it all the time because they talk about, you know, a year from now we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away.
Oh. And you will never hear from each other ever again?
Yeah, we just don't speak.
That's
no,
sad.
But it's... It brings back good and sad memories.
I just got an email from a friend who I knew since the day I was born.
Your mother?
No, I said a friend. No, I'm just kidding. I was just
sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. Ooh. Didn't mean that. She doesn't even know what I do. So yeah. No. Love her dearly. So anyway, I guess what I'm saying, you think you're not going to see these people, but you probably will. But,
yeah.
But let's hear the sentiment in the song by The Head and the Heart. It's called
Rivers and Roads.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell.
My family lives in another state. That is, that's one of the first moving on moments that people have in life when they suddenly realize, wow, I don't live anywhere near my family anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I got a little sad for a little bit.
Oh. Well, that's a very sweet song. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, we have the best listeners in the world, and I was reminded of that when I was going through our comments section and seeing all the amazing music that people picked, and not one person mentioned one of the two. There are two songs that are most often used when it comes to moving on, and neither of those songs were mentioned at all, not once in the comments. Here's one of the most often used songs about moving on. Green Day, Good Riddance. It has been used so many times now, it's makes people laugh when they hear it, because it's like the cliche song about, you know, I hope you had the time of your life. That one never came up once in the comments section. And then there was another one.
I know the other one. I know the other one.
Let me see if this is it.
B, just initials B and a J. How do I say that?
That came out wrong.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Wait, take two. Now I know.
It is.
And I never felt this before.
Yeah.
No one will know that we went between your voice.
Yeah, no, you know, I shouldn't make fun of that, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who love that song. But yeah, from the movie Dirty Dancing, that song is played at every prom. And you're actually right. It was Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren. So there was a B and a J
in
there.
But that wasn't the song I was thinking of.
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking of Billy Joel.
Oh, that one was what came up a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have to play it now? Yeah. Jesus.
See if I actually have that one in my own music library.
I hope not.
Oh, I got it.
And that's all. That was really.
Saving his money for Sunday. Love Billy Joel, man.
Thinking of getting out of here.
I don't know how much more time we have.
Not much, but there was one more. There was one more that is sort of a generational song by...
That's true. Are you thinking of Moving Right Along from the Muppet Movie?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
There's I really loved who... this came from... his name is Noel Fliss, a listener, reader, who says that for some reason...
All-around great person.
Yeah, all-around great guy we've never known. For some reason, the song that comes to mind thinking of Bob and Robin is Moving Right Along by Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear. Fozzie even has Bob's hat, which is true. You wear, well, his is more of a pork pie hat, mm-hmm. and yours is more of a
I'll go the Fozzie look if it works, if you go the all green look.
But, yeah, I can do you that. Can let's hear a little bit of this, because this is also a great song.
Right, I'll be Fozzie.
Yeah.
All right, thank Fozzie.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news with good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabot.
Cabot? Moving right along.
Footloose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun, come share it with me. Moving right along. We'll learn to share the road.
We don't need a map to keep the show on the road.
And right along, bum-ba-dum. Now, Bob, this maybe just missed you when you were...
Well, it missed me by actually a lot.
Like 16 years or something like that. But this was in the Muppet movie. I can't remember when it came out. 78, 980, something like that.
And Stephen Thompson's here with us, and this hit your sweet spot, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the song that I picked to represent moving is, of course, a bunch of mopey, hanky-wringing nonsense, but...
what a surprise.
No, it's so unlike me. But, you know, I feel the same way about moving right along.
Well, how do you feel about moving out of the space, though? How do you feel about just getting out of here?
You know, I'm actually, it's weird. I thought I would have kind of like a, you know, slow motion, like a Twisted Sister video or something where I would just, you know, just blaze through the door like, yeah, you know, and then like...
As you ride off on a Harley.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I think of, you know, every exit that I make. But but I love this place. And not only do I love NPR, but I kind of love the dingy, gray, grubby old office. It's not about the... It's never about the quality of the carpeting. Like, no great art is made in amid great carpeting.
You make a very good point, Stephen.
And you carry your enemies list to the new space.
Yeah, I did. For those who don't know, I keep a... On a whiteboard next to my desk, I keep an enemies list. And it always starts, every time I like to start over fresh every few months, kind of give everybody a clean slate, I erase the whole board, I write, Stephen's enemies list, Robin Hilton, Bob Boylan.
Yeah.
We're the perennials.
Just to kick it off.
Well, I'm honored deeply.
No, you should be. You should be.
So what's the mopey?
What's sad mopey?
You know, I'm bringing it down so hard.
Yeah, that's why we called you.
That's why you asked me to come down. I played this song on my car stereo as I pulled out of my driveway. Leaving Madison, Wisconsin.
100 miles an hour.
At 100 miles an hour to leave my beloved Madison, Wisconsin for Washington, D.C. to take this job. And I listened to this song, you know, kind of a couple times on the way, you know, as I was leaving home. It felt very much like leaving home. And I don't feel nearly as mopey about leaving this building as I did about that. But since it kind of, I don't know, it's kind of bookending for me, the experience of leaving one place and finding another. So now that I'm leaving this place, just the building, not NPR, don't change the locks. The song is called Astronaut by a singer-songwriter I just love named David Mead.
So I'm in the town tonight, cinder blocks for feet, shuffling through all the cases I know better than to me. Finally I found a home, I finally have to leave. Another permanent place I'd always hoped I'd make it to. Not the first of the astronauts to reach First Avenue. A suburban flyer trying to break some city rules. 'Cause I'm leaving the ground tonight. I'm over your ceiling. It's down in your tickling lines.
life is but a dream, and though you may pretend, this is how it ends. Gone again, gone again.
Yeah, I brought it right down, didn't
you? Yeah, sorry, guys. Ooh. It's so beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah, this is how it ends. Gone again. Yeah.
Yeah, and the last line of the song, spoiler, is just that I'm not the first of the astronauts to leave a place I love, and you know, it's a you know, beautiful song about leaving.
Well,
sorry guys.
Yeah. So would you leave?
Yeah. Speaking of which, later, suckers.
We'll see you on the flip side, Thompson.
Drops mic.
Let's get somebody we like. Let's get Daoud, Tyler. I mean,
you know, I've been sitting next to Daoud pretty much since he's...
Oh, good, we can talk about him. He's not here yet.
Yeah, not here yet. He'll show up here in a minute. But I've been sitting next to him pretty much since he started a year and a half or two ago, a couple years ago, and I'm not going to be sitting by him in the new building. I'm really going to be missing him. In fact, in the new building, they've put me off by myself in this little alcove.
Yeah, we had to talk about this.
Yeah, nobody around me really at all. Not only should you and I be separated, but that we should be separated from everybody else on the team as well.
We're poison.
Yeah, we are absolutely poisoning the well right now. And I guess they see it as a, you know, fresh start.
It's the beginning of the end is what this is.
Yeah. Somebody showed up with a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Have a seat. Are they drinking up on the fifth floor there, Mr. Daoud?
There's almost nobody left.
Really?
Lars did put on Party Hard by Andrew WK, and I wrote it on the wall behind your desk.
That's perfect. There is just an exodus going on upstairs. Once your crates are crated, you get two or so of them, and you get checked out. You can just leave.
It's creepy, but kind of beautiful.
It is just, like I said earlier, it's such the zombie apocalypse.
It was really frightening when I walked into elevator number 4, which now says his and hers on the graffiti.
On the doors.
Because it's graffiti everywhere now. there was a mannequin dressed up with headphones on, and it looked so frightfully real until you realized it had no hands.
Yeah.
And it didn't actually respond to a joke I told.
I had a very awkward, entirely silent, long elevator ride with that mannequin, just the two of us quietly riding down, and kind of creeped me out.
Yeah, I kept talking.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yes. Daoud, you didn't come here for nothing. I mean...
So, let's see. As so often happens, I'm rolling in here with no knowledge of what you've played on the show so far. So what has been the tone so far? Has it been kind of a jubilant...
Not as alcoholic as you are. no, actually, you need to bring us up. Steven was in last, if that's all you need to know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Robin, the song that I had told you that I've been waiting for 2 years to play on your show is It's Okay by Land of Talk, which is just glorious. But maybe since we're already in a mournful mood, we could use a little pick-me-up. This is maybe the most defiant song about moving on that I can think of at short notice. It is Following Through by the Dismemberment Plan.
So if you don't
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
And the record is appropriately called Change.
That's right. My definitive memory of that song is sitting in my dorm room at college when I was about 19 and trying to figure out the drum part and just deciding that it was impossible.
So but, you say it because I was thinking, you're a drummer. Yeah,
it's
I mean,
true.
That's what, and I when the song kicks off with the drums, I thought, this is a song a drummer would love.
I haven't really, tried it since
really
then.
Really driven by the beat.
Did you think of the song when you left New York and headed to D.C.?
Not so much, because I kind of just imagined that I would always have a home in New York. But I like the message of the song, where it's like, if the thing that you're worried or concerned about is a love affair, or if it's just, you know, in our case, the place that we've kind of called home for a while, there is this lingering desire to wonder and imagine, you know, what things could have been like had you held on a little bit longer. And my favorite line in that song is like, I've got this life I've got to live, I'm just following through. We could all stand to learn a little from that.
What is that noise?
See, that's like they've quit, you know, these studios. See,
open yeah, the door a second. See. Just get the sound of whatever is going on there. There's chair races in the hallway. Did you see what went on earlier today, everybody? There. I don't know if this will come off or not, but there was a... There was what was called NPR Jackass, which was somebody going down the hall in one of the orange carts.
Yeah, and moving crates.
With a makeshift ramp that they went up and over, and that was...
It's pretty glorious. He totally wiped out, and it's just, it couldn't have ended better.
See, here's the thing that people don't think about when they see zombie apocalypse movies.
NPR.
They don't think NPR. They think it's just this horrible thing, and every time I watch it, I think it is just one big party. I mean, yeah, you're fighting off zombies and everything, but you know, you can do whatever you want. You can occupy any building you want and go anywhere you want and build little ramps and race carts and stuff like that. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It really is fun, and I'm just waiting for the zombie apocalypse.
Well, it's going on upstairs, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
You can write Party Hard on the wall if you want.
Thanks, Dawood.
Sure thing. I'll see you guys on the other side.
Yeah. So philosophically,
well, we've played all this great music, and we haven't heard a pick from you yet.
Well, what was really funny was that so I was moving stuff, and I was thinking, what should I come up with? And I thought of something.
And I was thinking the whole time. Sorry, pardon for interrupting, but I was thinking the entire time, what would Bob pick? And then I thought of it, and I texted you, and I said, there's no way this is not the song that you are going to play. This is absolutely it. And did I get it right?
It wasn't the... It was the more perfect song.
So I know you better than you know yourself.
Yes.
Is exactly what you're saying.
Yeah,
there,
which is a little bit frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because philosophically, this is the a song lyrically that drives much of my life, I think, in many ways when I think about it. Many roads you can go down, many choices you can make in life, many things you can do. You can't know completely which one's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You go down the one you feel. And in the end, as another birthday whizzed by for me just this week, and I'm selling a house this week, and we're moving our building this week, we're
moving you to your new home.
We have very comforting. It's about 78 degrees there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of handles to hold on.
That's right. And in showers too. I thought that was unusual. Mm-hmm. That all things must pass, and all things must pass away, and that's just the way it is, and you can't fight that.
Yeah, it's a very Zen way of looking at the world, and I completely share that view as well of this song specifically. It's been very, very much shaped the way I see the world as well over the years.
So, farewell, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. You were a good home to us.
Yeah, it was a sweet ride.
Yeah.
Soon you'll be nothing but rubble.
That's the way it goes, man.
Yeah, everything has to pass.
Yeah.
Well, let's get out of here. Oh, people are hugging in the hallways.
Yeah. Don't expect that for me, Boylan.
There's the mannequin. The mannequin has been moved to the lobby here.
Never did understand what the stain was on the rug of this elevator. Ah, the beautiful garage.
I remember being in this car with you when we were playing a record. You were driving me home one night after work, and I said, hey, listen to this CD. It's actually pretty good. This guy, I'm not sure how you say his name. I think it might be Sufjan Stevens, Sufjan Stevens. It was Michigan, his first record. He had sent it to us, and I said, listen to this. He's got a really good voice. Wonder who this guy is.
Yeah, lots of good memories here. I don't know, man. A little hard not to get emotional about leaving this place, never coming back.
Well, when you say it like that...
I'm not gonna cry.
I told myself I wasn't gonna cry!
So, you're leaving?
Yep.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can see you leaving. But if you're trying to break my heart, your plan is flawed from the start. You can't break this heart, it's liquid. It melted when I met you.
Let's get out of here.
As you leave, don't turn back to me. Don't turn around to see.
I'm not turning around.
I'm not crying. It's just been raining.
Let's get out of here.
On my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheek, please. Tell my name.
I'm hoping for a rainbow here.
Now the sun is out. You might actually get your rainbow, Bob.
No,
let's go find that rainbow.
And if I am crying, it's not because of you. It's because I'm thinking about a friend of mine that you don't know who is dying. That's right, dying. Well, these aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. I've just been cutting onions. I'm making a lasagna. I'm not crying. No, there's just a little bit of dust in my eyes from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping cause you won't be here to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweaty today. They've been looking around a lot, searching for you. They've been looking for you, even though I told them not to. These aren't the tears of sadness, the tears of joy. I'm just laughing. Sitting at this table, good love, staring down at the irony of life. How come we've reached this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? I'm not crying.